You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Understand this command in a very special way, and that is, it says, Ve'ahavta le'ra'acha. Actually, you should say, Ve'ahavta le'ra'acha. It means you should love your friend. The lamed, here is the extra. So what is that actually supposed to mean? What's the message here? So Hav says, Reya, as you're familiar with it, what does Reya mean? Hashem says, V'ahavta le'ra'acha. You could say, V'ahavta achicha, amecha. No? Chaverecha. Yeah, what does Re'acha mean? Hashem says, V'ahavta le'ra'acha.
Is that shepherd?
Ro'e.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's same, almost the same source. So what is Re'acha supposed to mean?
Someone you don't like.
Your shaky neighbor.
And that was for last night. Yeah.
Who's our shaky? It's the same position.
Now today is going to get much better.
Amen.
So now, Harav says, very beautiful insight. That is, Re'acha simply comes from Ra. What does Ra mean? Ra means something that is not good. What is not good? What is called something that is not good? Something that you don't like, you're not comfortable with. Something that gives you headache. Something that puts you under pressure, stress. So here Rav says, Va'ahavta le'ra'acha. That means you have to love these circumstances. You have to greet it. You have to enjoy it. It says, Va'ahavta. That's what it says. V'ahavta, all the ra'ot that you run into in life, you have to love it. Why? Kamocha. What does kamocha mean?
It's from yourself.
Yeah, you caused all these ra'ot. You caused it. V'ahavta le'ra'acha, all the ra'ot, you have to greet them with joy. Why? Kamocha. Because you said something you're not supposed to say. You did something you're not supposed to do. So now, here it bounced back at you. The only one that should be blamed is?
You.
It's you. It's you. It's you. And that's why Rav says, after the Ra'acha, you have to love him. Why? Because Yom Shalom is only telling you, I'm just giving you back for whatever that you did. And he says, Ani Hashem. What does Ani Hashem mean? Ani Hashem. Hashem is always there. What does Ani Hashem mean? What does Hashem mean?
Kindness.
Kindness. That means?
He's always from his kindness there.
Chazak Baruch, beautiful. Ribono Shel Olam says, this is just a little bit that you deserve to get. You should have get more and more. But I'm kind to you. I have such a mercy on you. But if I wanted to give you everything, oh ho ho ho. You know what you had to go through? So now here you have to be very thankful because it's nothing. V'ahavta le'ra'acha. All the ra'ot that comes to you, you have to enjoy them. Why? Right? It's just a tiny bit of your kamocha that you did, you caused. You have to be so happy and thankful. It's a little bitty. You know what a joy it is?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.